Guys, James from Bolt Bros here. Hey, want to be able to just kind of do a quick recap of the Thursday press conference with Joe Ortiz and Chad Alexander. Just kind of a couple points to be able to kind of just talk about. And man, draft week is here, guys. We're almost there. Looking forward to it, guys. So let's get into it, guys. Bolt Bros, let's go.
Bolt Bros!
Once again, guys, appreciate all the love and support. Please like this video. Subscribe to the channel if you've not. We always love to be able to hear from you in the comments below. And let me know what you guys think about this video. One thing I will say, man, it is awesome to know that we got a really solid GM right now. And even to say assistant GM with Chad Alexander. I think we got a really good core, cohesive group all around from top to bottom with this team. So it's really, really exciting to be able to finally see that we have a very good crew with this team. So one thing I just want to pull up first, too. Once again, it's draft week. Guys, we are excited to be able to see what's going on with this team, and we're excited to be able to see what happens on Thursday. Now, this is the pub crawl here that the Chargers are sponsoring. A lot of these are groups, you know, diehard Bolt Club, all these different type of groups all around that the Chargers are supporting their parties too. So once again, you got five different places in Southern California that you could go to, one in San Diego. Love seeing that. So top to bottom, all throughout Southern California. Plus, there's even merch giveaways at a bunch of random other places too. So you got random places you could even go to where you could watch the game and, or excuse me, I shouldn't even say the game, the draft. Plus, they'll be giving away merch, giveaways, all that kind of stuff. So very, very cool. Let me just move myself real quick out of the way here. But yeah, bottom line, it's really cool to be able to see all of these different events that the Chargers are sponsoring for the draft, supporting the fans, supporting Southern California. Love to see it, guys. So once again, show up one of the parties. I will actually be at the, well, I'm shooting to be able to be at the Tempe, Arizona event that is being held by just some fans out here. It's going to be at the Four Peaks Brewing Company in Tempe, Arizona. People are going to start showing up around 4 p.m. So come on by, check it out. I might be there if I can make my schedule work for that day. So once again, guys, excited about the draft all around. Looking forward to it. So moving on to the subject in front of us here, guys. So we have currently a solid GM crew all around here. Joe Ortiz, Chad Alexander. Love to be able to hear from them and love to be able to hear kind of what their thoughts are on what's going on right now. This is their time to shine. This is when they're the Batman. This is when Jim Harbaugh's the Robin at this point. Really, even to say that too, he even got asked, Joe Ortiz is the guy that does make the calls. He's the one that makes the picks. Obviously, all the coaching staff, scouts, everybody gets involved. But basically, he's the guy that makes the pick. He is the guy who is going to choose the players regardless. Once again, I don't think that there's any sort of, you know, issues with working with Jim Harbaugh or Joe Ortiz or anything like that going back to like an AJ Smith, Marty Schottenheimer year. It seems like everybody's on the same level. On the same level as much as these two are living together with Corey Krechnick, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. He's the director of player personnel, are staying at the same house in Huntington Beach. You love to see this cohesiveness all around. You think of like Greg Roman with Jim Harbaugh living in RVs 100 feet away from each other. These guys are really finding ways to be able to stay together and stay united as a group. And I love seeing that. I understand there's this element of, hey, Chargers are going to be moving from the Costa Mesa offices to basically their new headquarters out in El Segundo. So there's kind of this in limbo point, but I think it's kind of a blessing in disguise, guys, more or less. It allows us to be able to unite more as a coaching staff, as a management staff. It allows us to be able to have a much more cohesive feel and same page kind of mentality with this team. So I loved hearing that. I loved hearing the story about the crab cakes and everything too. Awesome. Awesome. So for the most part, we are on, this is Monday, the week of the draft. Round one starts on Thursday. One thing I wanted to point out about the conference is that Joe Ortiz had a question about like, hey, where are you at with the draft? Where do you guys feel like you're at? This is last Thursday. It was a week before the draft. Basically, they asked him if, hey, how's the boards looking like? Does it seem like everything's kind of set in stone? He's like, for the most part, everything's pretty much set in stone at this point. They've had a ton of top 30 visits. They've had visits at pro days. They've had visits, you know, at the combines, various, you know, East-West Shrine game, all that kind of stuff. Senior Bowl, all that. They've visited with pretty much everybody at this point. And, you know, for the most part, the draft is all set. They just kind of have guys grouped up into small areas of saying, hey, if this guy goes, then this would be the next guy in this group. This guy goes, this is the one guy that we want to go with kind of thing. So they've already kind of already set everything in stone for the most part for the draft, which is great. And they have kind of scenario A, B, C, D, whatever it might be from that point on. So love to be able to see that they seem very, very organized at this point. You know, going from the Ravens organization, I'm sure Joe Ortiz and also Chad Alexander, learned a lot from everybody over there. They learned the proper way to draft all around, and they've done a great job so far of really trying to make sure they find the right strategy and execute on a strategy for the team needs all around. So exciting to see that, guys. So moving on to kind of some of the quotes that came from this, and shout out to LAFB for the quote there for the, you know, talking about how he's going to approach with the number five pick all around. Great quote all around. But so if you get a chance to add a great player, you add them. That's how we're going to approach it. And, you know, for the most part, they're kind of reminding me a lot of the Ravens last year. You know, think about last year when we Chargers ended up choosing Quentin Johnston. We all kind of were a little stunned about that pick, and we're like, wow, we didn't even think about that guy at all. Thought it was going to be Zay Flowers, right? Well, what did the Ravens do? Well, the Ravens ended up choosing Zay Flowers shortly after that. And they looked at it probably like, wow, this is kind of the right player that you need to pick up. And this is a great player that they chose right after essentially the Chargers. I kind of feel like that's the same way that we're going to be approaching this. And that's exactly what he's saying in the quote there. We're going to approach it to find the best player that you possibly can at your pick when you're on the board. And look, fifth pick, we got a chance that it could be Marvin Harrison Jr. We got a chance that it could be, you know, probably Malik Nabers. You got a chance if you want to be Roma Dunze. You got a chance if it's Joe Alt. I don't know. Maybe it's Talise Fuanga. Maybe it's that guy. I don't know. But they're just going to choose based upon what they feel is the best player all around and fill those gaps in this team. Because we do have a lot of gaps within this team that we got to sort through and fill those gaps. Looking at the depth chart, there's a lot of areas that we got to focus on. And I really feel like, hey, we're just going to choose the right guy that's going to fill that gap all around. I think the Ravens always do a very good job of making sure you got depth. You know, Joe Ortiz talked a little bit about like, hey, look, just because you got the number one and you don't have you have a quarterback like Justin Herbert doesn't mean you don't look at that position at all. You could look at, hey, you need to find a number two guy. You need to find a three guy, whatever it might be. You need to find those areas to be able to create depth on your team and make sure that you have depth. Because, you know, the NFL, you're always going to get hurt, right? And I mean, I don't want to hear Justin Herbert getting hurt at all this year, which is kind of why I did my draft with a heavy O-line draft. Try to get as much protection as you possibly can to be able to execute the run game through the O-line. So it'll be interesting to see where we end up going here with this and with his fifth pick, or we're going to trade back. Who knows? Once again, he did talk a little bit about that too. Basically, you want to find a trade if it's going to happen. I mean, I don't know if I think in Joe Ortiz's words, he kind of said, hey, I don't necessarily need to be blown away, but at the same time, I don't know what blown away might be anyway. So bottom line, who knows? Pick five could get real interesting if basically four quarterbacks go in the first four picks, because that means essentially we got the number one pick at that point. We could choose whatever player we want at that. Let's say the Cardinals end up choosing Marvin Harrison Jr. Now the fifth pick becomes kind of a pretty big pick, because maybe these teams that want to go and get a quarterback, the pick right after the Chargers is the New York Giants. So you could kind of look at it and say, hey, look, we essentially could have the power at that point. Could be like a team like the Minnesota Vikings try to jump up. I've heard a little bit about even the Jets trying to move up a bit. You know, Giants, what if they had JJ McCarthy ready to go for them at this sixth pick? It gets a little interesting at five, guys, regardless. So I'm interested to see how this all pans out for this team all around. But bottom line, if no offer really comes to the Chargers that they feel like, hey, look, that doesn't make sense because we feel the value for this guy could be the best dude for us, let's go with that player. And hey, I'm not mad at that. If they want to go with the best player, let's go with the best player. Whatever's good for the team is good for me. Now, if you look at how the second quote is right here, you know, talking a little bit more about this team and kind of what we're trying to find with this team. Joe Ortiz talked about it. He says, we're going to take players that we deem to be Chargers. That's the right mentality, the right work ethic, the toughness, the desire and the love for the game and playmaking ability. Those are all the things that they are looking for this team. And I love to be able to see that. And I do think it's, once again, I feel like it's like size, length, you know, toughness. Also physicality is a big, big thing that they've chatted a lot about too. Bottom line, I think that we're going to find the right fit for whatever position they're going to draft with. You know, if I go back to my draft that we did on Saturday, my idea was is fit this scheme and this idea and this identity the Chargers are trying to instill in this team. Physicality, relentless, size, length, speed kind of thing. That's where I feel the Chargers are going to look at. And I feel like Joe Ortiz is going to do a great, great job of filling those gaps all around with this team. So bottom line, it's going to be a fun draft, guys. And these are just a couple points that I looked at with the Joe Ortiz, Chad Alexander press conference. Really good key points. And I love to be able to hear from these guys. I mean, it's bottom line. We got a really good staff here, guys. It's exciting. This is such an unknown draft for us because, I mean, we were kind of stuck in the Telesco eras. And those eras kind of seem to be tough ones to watch. A lot of misses on a lot of drafts. draft picks, but I really feel very confident that we're going to have a very solid draft. This is going to be a very important draft. And once again, Joe Ortiz did talk about this is an important draft right now because it's in front of us. Next year is going to be another important draft. The following year is going to be another very important draft. Now he's saying that as I'm going to look at every single draft as a highly important draft to be able to build this team out. And you got to love hearing that. This is something that I think that we have the right scouts, the right coaching staff, right management all throughout this team that we're going to do a great job and pick the right players and not have any of these shock picks once again. Gosh, some of these are like reaches in the past and it's unbelievable to look at. But I'm looking forward to Thursday. But once again, guys, I want to be able to just throw it back out there with you guys. We do have a lot of different pub crawls that the Chargers have put together, plus even some local pub crawls that will be available for you guys in your local area. Once again, I'll be potentially looking to be at the Four Peaks Brewing Company in Tempe, Arizona. There's going to be a crew there too. So please feel free to reach on out or just show up there. 4 p.m. is when everybody's going to come start showing up. I might be broadcasting the podcast from there with our live stream too. But once again, guys, excited about this draft all around and love to be able to see your guys' thoughts on this. Let me know if there's anything I missed from this press conference, but love to be able to hear from you and your guys' thoughts. Once again, James from Bolt Bros. Let's go.